When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Manhood is exceptionally hard, and life is hard, but how you shape yourself will determine how hard it is for you and how miserable it will be. As a man, there is no easy life. Your life is not about being easy. Your life is not about being happy. Your life is always going to be difficult. All of the pain you feel, all of the sadness you feel, you're supposed to feel as a man, and you have two effective binary choices. You either go through the suffering and go through the trauma and go through the hardship it takes to be a man of value, or you suffer eternity as a nobody. And being invisible, I would argue, is almost worse. You can have a very stress-free life if you work in Starbucks, you don't care about the Starbucks once you clock off, you go home, you play video games, and you exist until you die. That's stress-free, but you have to suffer being a nobody. Alternatively, you can go out there into the world, try and implement your mark on the world, work hard, try to get rich, more money, more problems. You can try and start a business, the stress of that. You can lose your girlfriend because all you're doing is working. This is a new level of stress, a new level of trauma, but at least you'll be a somebody at the end of it. There's two ways to suffer. You either suffer as becoming a somebody, or you suffer as a perpetual and forever nobody. What did Napoleon say?
He said, "Glory is fleeting, but obscurity is forever."
Absolutely. Glory is fleeting, but obscurity is forever. And when he says fleeting, that's a really good point, because everything in life is rented, especially your glory as a man. When you have a good body, it is not a good body as complete. It's not finished. You haven't completed the task. You have rented that good physical condition. You must train every day to retain it. Everything is rented. Your body, you don't just get a good body and you're done. You still have to go to the gym every day to maintain that good body. You don't just get a hot girl and it's done. You still have to work hard for her to always love you and respect you. You don't just start a business and now you're rich. No, you have to start a business and work on that business every day. If you take your eye off the business, it will fail. Everything in life is rented. So when he says glory is fleeting, he's also absolutely not correct, because glory is fleeting and you have to constantly and endlessly work for it and make sure that you never stop. Otherwise, it will be taken from you. But obscurity is forever. If you never make a mark on the world, then you effectively never existed. And when you're gone, nobody will care. The reason our father is discussed at length is because of who me and Tristan are. And the reason we will be discussed forever is because who our sons will become. And that's very important, because you have a duty to your ancestors and you have a duty to God. So you must make a choice. And this is genuine choice for you people at home. Do you want to live in obscurity forever and be invisible and not matter and have an easier life? I would argue that it's not easier, because in your heart and in your soul, you're going to feel guilty knowing you could have been something you're not. Or do you want to try your absolute best and struggle and suffer every day of your life, paying the rent for all of the amazing things around you? We pay endless rent. We pay rent for our bodies. We pay rent for our relationships. We pay rent to keep our kids. We pay rent to keep our business. We pay rent to keep our freedom. Every single day is work to pay the rent. It's absolutely never ending, and you have to make that choice. So if you have a pen and paper in front of you, you need to decide. Do you want to be invisible with a lower rent bill, or do you want to be important and work hard and suffer to make sure that the rent is paid? It's a choice you must make, and it's binary, and you must be extremely dedicated towards the decision you finally make. Absolutely everything as a man is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to become your best and brightest version of yourself. And you're not going to do that simply by talking it into existence. You need to live it into existence. You need to go out there and do things which are genuinely difficult, genuinely stressful, which are genuinely scary, so you can become the man you want to be. So you have to take responsibility for these things, and you have to seek them and choose and find the correct difficulties for you to overcome so you can build a character worth having. I believe that it's pain that teaches. I don't believe men especially can learn any way besides pain. We talk about learning a lesson the easy way or the hard way, and I'll tell you something. We've all been offered chances to learn a lesson the easy way our entire lives. And guess what? We didn't learn anything, and we kept doing it. It's natural, intrinsic inside of men. You'll see a man drive a car too fast and almost crash 100 times, and he won't learn his lesson until he's crashed that car. We only learn things the hard way. It's only pain that can teach a man. Every single time something bad happens to me, that's how I see it. I see it as God teaching me to make me more wise, more formidable, a more capable opponent, and that's how you have to approach life. Every single hero in every single movie goes through adversity. There's never been a hero movie where all he does is win. No, to be a hero, you have to suffer. If you're suffering in some degree, even if you're a normal guy with a normal job and you're suffering at your job, or you're heartbroken because your girl left you or whatever, if you're suffering, that's part of your hero's journey. There is no hero's journey without suffering. If you have an easy life the whole way through, you never get to be a hero. That's the whole point of being a man, is that you're supposed to suffer. You're supposed to eat pain for breakfast. You're supposed to come and grow into a better version of yourself. That's exactly what life's supposed to be about as a man. If you want to be a superhero in life, you need to understand that for 80% of the movie, you're going to suffer. For 80% of the movie, you're going to lose. Watch any superhero movie. For 80% of the movie, it is nothing but pain and frustration and difficulty. And when your life is that way, you have a chance to grow into something fantastic, and you should thank God for every difficult thing he puts in your path. Think about a superhero movie. A man is unfairly imprisoned in a Romanian jail cell and trains so hard he emerges stronger than ever before. That is a movie. You get to live a movie as a man if all you had was some balls. We are living movie scripts. Why? Because we have bravery. Most men sit there and wonder why they're depressed, because you don't get to live a movie. You're not the main character of anything. You're not even a secondary character in anyone else's movie. You're an unimportant nobody because you were afraid your entire life. You've lived like a coward your whole life. You were afraid of what might happen if you have some balls. And then you wonder why you're depressed. I'd be depressed if I was you. Of course, your life sucks. I'd rather go to jail as me than live free as you. Because when you're free, you can't even do anything. You can't go where you want. You're broke. You can't have sex. Girls don't want you. You can't speak because no one listens. So what are you free to do? You're more in jail than I ever was. My mind is free. I'm allowed to think what I want to think and say what I want to say. They have thoughts and they go, don't know if I should say that. They second guess themselves. They're their own worst enemy. Every single part of me is on my team. I have enemies who want me dead. Fine. But every single part of me, my mind, my hands, my legs, every single part of me is on my team. My body doesn't second guess itself. My mind doesn't turn on itself. We don't break and self-sabotage. There's no civil wars inside of Andrew Tate. A lot of men no longer have shame. You have no shame left. You should be too ashamed to be a coward. You should be too ashamed to do the wrong thing. Where's your shame? Well, we destroy that, right? We destroy that even in schools with men and stuff. I'll tell you something. My brother can shame me into doing something. He can shame me. He can call me a pussy or a coward, and I'll stand up and say, no, I'm not, and I'll do the brave thing. Shame works for men sometimes. I say to men all the time, men come to me and say, I can't get a girlfriend. I say, it's because you're a loser. You are a loser. Change that fact. Come to me and prove to me you're not a loser. I will shame him, and he will react to it, and his life will improve. But now we have men with no shame. They'll walk around with no shame at all, and then we wonder why we have a whole bunch of cowards. Cowardice is always the easy choice, but you should feel too much shame to take it. That's the problem. It's the path of man. It's the path of victory, and it's the only path to truth. It's the only path to genuine happiness in your heart. There's one path. There's one. There is one path to happiness, and that is masculine strength, and that is eating pain for breakfast and becoming a better person. The flavor of life is pain. You try to change the flavor, you're going to end up disappointed, you're going to end up weak, you're going to end up miserable. Accept the flavor and learn to love it. That's the only path to genuine competence and happiness within yourself as a man.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.